Typhoon Ketsana roared into central Vietnam this afternoon, leaving devastation in its wake in the Philippines. The toll so far from its progress across Vietnam is of at least 23 people dead. The toll in the Philippines is now at 240 people dead and millions more homeless in and around the capital, Manila. But now officials are bracing for another storm forming in the Pacific Ocean, which they say is likely to enter Philippine waters on Thursday and make landfall later in the week on the northern island of Luzon, just like Typhoon Ketsana. Monsignor Pedro Quitorio is the director of the media office at the Catholic Bishops' Conference of the Philippines. He spoke with us about the severity of the humanitarian and natural disaster.
Well, people are cleaning up their houses, and we are counting the dead, decreasing. The relief operations have been going on for the last 2 days now. Relief from the church groups, from the Bishops' Conference, are pouring in, also from the government, also from the Red Cross and from other non-government organizations. All that we are giving now are foodstuffs and clothing, water, the basic necessities. There will be hundreds of thousands of people who are now in evacuation centers. And there are more who are not in the centers. But then we are still calling for more aid from other parts of the country, because the number of victims are so massive, so many, that even the government is feeling not sufficient to be able to give the immediate needs of evacuees right now. And while we are at this, we are not also being threatened by another typhoon. It will be coming in a day or two. We don't know yet if it will hit Manila or nearby provinces. We are asking our people to hold on, to keep their faith in the Lord Jesus, to be patient and to just to hold on to themselves, to their lives, to just wait for help coming, if it will be coming.